a track called Slow Grind, but it is actually titled with the actual outfit who we'll be talking to right now on 4ZZZ. They are called, right opposite me is Beck Mack, please Beck.
They are called Capovani, and they are a musical Bonnie and Clyde, Caprice Quinn and Giovanni Defoe, taking no prisoners when it comes to making music on their terms, starting with a double full-length debut release on 11th November today.
Yeah.
What up, peeps?
The day is here.
So is this it? This is the release day.
This is it. This is the day.
And how honoured are we to have you in the studio with us? Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, guys, has it been a long journey to these albums? I mean, what's been the process behind this? When did you first start working together?
When did we first start working together? Okay, well, we're going to take it back a while. I remember it like it was yesterday, although it was like literally over 10 years ago. It's definitely been a long time. We actually met through music, obviously. I was singing at a nightclub, doing a talent show. He was there.
It's only one way of picking up.
Oh man, trust me, I didn't want to pick her up. I just wanted to do business, but it didn't work out that way.
Did you feel intimidated though approaching? Caprice regarding let's go for a date.
Let me tell you, it was definitely an intimidating scenario. I saw her dancing and singing up on stage, and I was talking to a bunch of people that I came with, and I basically almost dropped my glass. Like I was like, hey, get out of the way people, I gotta go talk to this girl when she comes off stage. There was definitely a sort of attraction, but you know,
she's sort of attraction,
it sounds like this is all coming out now. You just only
I didn't know that he almost dropped his glass.
Yeah.
It's not a euphemism though, is it?
No. It's definitely not a euphemism. It actually almost happened.
And Caprice, like when you initially approached, did you believe the line, I want to make business with you? Because that doesn't that's sitting right with
Beck,
me.
But I came off stage. He was the first one to approach me after I got off stage. And I wish I could remember exactly what he said, but I remember him saying, I remember thinking, like, that was a really dumb question.
Yeah.
Because I must have
said, you're like, brave. Do you sing and dance?
Yeah.
Like, it must have been something that crazy. But, you know, guys, I didn't look like I look today. I had a blonde afro.
Oh, okay.
That day. Like, I'm talking big.
And you're
big.
A tall man.
Yeah, I'm a tall guy.
He'd
be hard to ignore.
But I don't know whether she was going to take me seriously with a haircut like that.
So. No.
You've toned it down since, though.
Oh, mm-hmm. Heaps.
So, from that moment on, like, were you together? Together, or like, what was first, the love or the work?
The work came first.
I'm legit.
All right.
We were doing business. I didn't want to go there. I was straight up, and in fact, because I liked it that much, I didn't want to go there.
Yeah, right.
You know
but
what
I
mean?
Took it there.
Yeah.
Love your style, Caprice. But like, just filling the folks in. Since then, you guys have had three kids.
Yes.
We're family.
We're family now.
We got together at a young age, and music was something in our lives before we started a family. Before we even had a relationship, we were doing music, and we were going in one direction together. So we started doing music, but you know how love is. You know how things go. So, you know, family took precedence, and we both wanted kids young.
Mm. Yep.
We always knew we were going to be back doing music.
Yeah.
There was no joke about that. I was developing my sound. She was developing her sound. You know, there was trials and tribulations, ups and downs. Plenty of times that we felt like we might give up too.
Because you got the different sounds listening to your stuff as well, Giovanni, compared to Caprice's. I mean, do you think, I just want to ask, I mean, is there a combination of both of your music into each other's, or is it independent?
Definitely. She's got R&B background. I've got R&B background. I started producing and heading more into the hip-hop, you know, sort of range, because that's what I was feeling at the time. My music's just grown organically in that direction. But she's definitely influenced me over the time that we've been doing music together. I feel like, you know, she just had to find herself. I was finding myself quite all right. I'm happy to work independently without any influence around me. But she kind of was sort of young, I guess, in the industry at the time and finding her sound. So I guess we've really started shooting up and getting a lot better since she's discovered her sound.
So that means you would have to sort of like guide her but step back at the same time.
No, that was my forte. That was my whole MO, was just find yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I cannot puppeteer. I cannot write your songs for you. I cannot produce all these beats for you. You got to find something in yourself that's going to put you on par with me so we can be stronger as a couple.
And in the middle of that, you're looking after babies, changing nappies, paying the mortgage. My God. Man, how do you do it?
That's crazy. That's just craziness every day.
I have no idea. It just happens.
So with...
I'll tell you why. It's her. She's the one taking care of business.
But just talking... kind of what you was describing is the way you make music. I mean, that's relationship, isn't it? That's love. That's definitely. Family. It's those beats. It's allowing each other to be, but contain, but find, but listen, but struggle. You know, it's endless, isn't it? It's a great metaphor for life in a way.
Most definitely. Right, Caprice?
Caprice, what do you think? You're nodding a bit.
I'm in agreement.
So, Caprice, when you got your head around the music side, everything that Drew Rivani is... Well, it's sort of guiding you through. Are there points where you just sprung up so many ideas that he wouldn't have thought of that just made you go, wow, I can actually find that foot now?
Yeah. Is this whole journey, like, has been such an emotional roller coaster for me. Like, you know, obviously having kids at such a young age and, you know, at that, you know, looking back now, kind of realizing at that age, you're kind of supposed to get to know yourself as a person, who you are. Like, you've reached adulthood and you want to, you know, discover all this. But instead, I was adapting to motherhood. Yeah. And so, you know, it did take a long time for me to find myself as a music artist. But like you said, Drew was like, he was a great guide, but he never pushed me into, like, you know, going this direction or that direction. I'm just so grateful that, you know, it's been like that I've had that freedom to, and the time as well, to really discover who I am as an artist.
You
go.
And then what brought you to this point now where you finally went, oh, now's the time to do it? Like, how could you tell?
Stars have aligned, Beck.
Really? Tell us all about it. Is it a vibe, or you just went, you got the tracks? Well, how did you know?
Okay, so... Like, for real?
Yeah. Only real. That's all I want to hear, babe.
Speak open, honestly.
Like I said, it took me so long to... Like, I lost so much confidence when I was kind of... Because I'm the type of person, like, I'm a little bit more of an extrovert. I'm a social butterfly. I want to be amongst it, like, you know, with the music and the entertainment industry. Like, I want to be in it.
Yeah.
And deciding to have kids and, you know, kind of putting my dream on hold was, like... At the time, I was like, that's cool, man. I can do it. Like, you know, I'm going to put my dreams on hold. I'm going to raise my kids and, you know, and then, you know, get back into it. But then actually do it, like, when it's happening, like, it's so much harder than what I thought. Like, I was like, damn it.
No, but I can't get into those pants anymore.
Yeah.
Damn. But my bosoms look enormous. Fantastic. It's too
but now, like, you know, I've had so much time to develop. The kids are a lot older now. And I am feeling so confident in, you know, what Drew and I have created, our sound, me as a songwriter, like Drew as a producer. Like, it's just taken time, like, so much time.
You've still
and got so much dedication.
Time, though.
That's the great thing.
You guys are lucky.
I feel like even though we've been working towards this, like, forever, it's still only just the beginning.
Yeah,
and
we're
still only going to get, like, bigger and better. And exactly. So I'm just like, bring it. Like,
bring,
I feel like swearing
on.
Right now, but I'm like, bring
swear.
It, mofos, bring it.
No. Okay, we're going to play another track. This is from Drew Avani's side.
Drew Avani.
It sounds Italian.
Say it however you like.
I like Drew Avani better.
Yeah,
it's
I like
Italian.
That too. That was good.
Oh, no.
That was good.
Drew Avani.
Drew Avani.
Nice. I like that.
This is the Le Maestro side of it now. We're going to have a bit of a listen. And we'll be back with our guest,
Caprice Quinn and Giovanni Defoe.
It will happen.
It will happen. It is coming.
We'll be back soon.
Lack of care and respect for the
On Friday Why Neon on 4ZZZ 102.1. Yes, you can talk, Caprice. It's your hour here.
Yeah.
That is a nice slow track called Come With It from Drew Avani. On Friday Neon. And we are joined by our special guests in the studio,
Caprice Quinn and Drew Avani Defoe.
I've got to ask you just quickly with writing, say, for example, we did. play a track only before called Slow Grind. When you're writing a track like Slow Grind or There Come With It, it, how do you get into the mood? I mean, it's just really sexy moments there.
I'll answer that question from my perspective, because I didn't write her songs. she's written about 95% of her album, so I'm going to stay away from Slow Grind. But when I'm writing, I always like, you know, personal space. I like to have my own time, my own space. I sit in a studio by myself. Probably most of the time I like to have some type of visual component. If it's not visual in front of me, like a picture in front of me, then I visualize it in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, so like,
you I don't have to describe that what you're visualizing when it comes to the sexy stuff though.
Oh, what is that? Yeah.
Don't go there. It's gonna get hot in here.
And steamy.
And so also for you, Caprice, there's you know, you're exploring, you know, the vital life force and you know, it's, you feel empowered as a woman when you sing.
Absolutely.
Obviously, talk a bit about that. Like, is that part of what the song story is?
Yeah. Well, you know, with La Femme, it's such a sensual. I've discovered this like sensualness about myself.
Love it.
Like I told you, like it took me a long time, but yeah. I'm discovering something, and it's pretty.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's pretty sensual. It's pretty. Like, I'm just gonna warn everyone, it is pretty sexy.
Hot.
So, but yeah, like just embracing your femininity, and it doesn't have to be like the hair and the makeup, you know, and high heels. Like there's so much more, like, you know, awakening your inner goddess and just this energy, this that lust for life and that nurturing and that warmth. And like, I don't know, like something in me has just, maybe it's the moon, something's happened. Like it's 11:11 today, like, you know,
she's stirring.
It's universal. But yeah, so I've just really discovered this a lot more of a sensual side to myself, because I used to be pretty fiery and aggressive, but I've toned down these days.
But
and
you're still smoldering.
Oh yeah, baby.
maybe there's more time for mum and dad now. The kids are getting a bit old.
You know? Come on, Drew.
So maybe, okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying it might be a coincidence with that.
Well, I reckon you should train those kids up early, get them in the band, backing vocals. Then you can all go on tour together.
Oh yeah, that's funny you said that, because my oldest son, our oldest son's on my album.
Right.
Devontae Lee, introduce
fantastic.
Him.
Fantastic.
I do a little 1-2 with him, so we're just doing a sort of a storytelling.
Yeah,
I'm speaking
it's
to
not
my
singing
son.
Or rapping.
He's it's not
just,
singing or
it's
rapping.
It's just like a conversation between father and son.
It's a conversation between father and son, yeah.
Now, where can people find your music? This is the launch, so you're launching it on your website. What's the platform?
Yeah, people can go to capavani.com, and basically, you know, all the links are there for, well, actually, it's not up on... We're going to race home after this and
put it on
and post the links and activate everything.
Yeah.
But yes, they can find us at capavani.com. If they just look up Capavani, which is CAPOVANNI,
yes.
They can find us on Facebook and Instagram. But our Bandcamp is where, you know.
Okay.
Where we host a lot of our music.
Under Capavani.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll also put links on our Facebook page, Friday Neon. So if you want to find these amazing musicians and listen to the rest of their tracks, it's launching once they get home.
It'll be on iTunes as well and all major music platforms.
And you might like to introduce this one, Caprice.
Guys, this song right here is titled Aphrodisiac by your girl, Caprice Quinn.
Bring it on, Friday Neon.
News get is sensual. Coming up. And get sexy.
Thank you so much, guys.